This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good hitter's count right here. Kelnick looking for his first AAA hit. Here's a drive to right. This is hit. Well, it's deep. It's back, and it is gone. A line drive home run to right field off the bat of Jared Kelnick, just turning on the 3-0 pitch and drilling it, just roping it over the low wall in right field. 1-1 to Kelnick, and this pitch is a swing and a drive to right, and he has done it again. His second home run of the game, and this one lands well out of here to right field towards the hill, headed up towards the tennis courts. Jared Kelnick with his second home run of the game.
It's BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network.
Yes, it is BetQL Daily. Ryan Horvat in for Joe O. Joe back tomorrow here with Ross Tucker. BetQL Daily here on a Thursday afternoon. We got a full Major League Baseball slate, which is going to be starting here shortly. NBA to break down as well. We got lightning bets coming up about an hour from now. If you haven't done so, download the BetQL app today. Use the promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL helps you beat the sports books, assist sports bettors of all types, from the first time bettors to hardcore. Make more informed betting decisions using data and analytics. Get started today at BetQL.com. Also available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. The Odyssey app, also one of my favorites. That's where I catch the big time baseball podcast, Tony Gwynn Jr. with Cody Decker. In case you guys haven't missed that one, you could find that again. Podcast, Apple.com, the Odyssey Network. We're joined now by Tony Gwynn Jr. You can find him on Twitter at Tony Gwynn Jr. Does radio for the Padres over on 93.7 The Fan in San Diego. Tony, how you doing today, man? Thanks for giving us a couple minutes.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing really, really good. Let's start with the situation going on right now with the Padres, the COVID situation. What's the latest there?
Well, right now, it seems that Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers ended up getting COVID, and because of contact tracing, Eric Hosmer, Jorge Mateo, and Jerickson Profar all had to go on the IL as well. So the Padres right now are missing some pretty big pieces, to say the least, offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at that division, I mean, obviously right now you don't want to lose anybody. Still early in the season. What's been the biggest surprise in the division for you, Tony? Because I was high on the Giants coming into the season, but I didn't expect them to perform like this, you know, the first half, you know, the first couple months of the year.
Yeah, I mean, anybody saying that they did expect this result, I think would be a liar. But I think they're the biggest surprise, no doubt. I think there was some evidence, at least last year, that this team was a competitive team and a scrappy team, right? They only missed the playoffs by one game. And I know, I understand it was a 60-game season, but even still, with the division being as tough as it was at the top, they still were really right in the thick of things. So it is a little bit surprising. And you got to like how this roster is kind of constructed, right? You got a bunch of one-year guys. Gosman, DeSclafani, they've all come out and pitched well on basically one-year prove-it deals. And it's kind of low-risk, high-ceiling type of thing for Farhad Zaidi, who has kind of put this roster together, and he's gotten some good payback here early in the season.
Tony, I'm curious whether it's, you know, what you were saying about the Padres or like the Yankees coaching staff. Do you know how many of these guys have gotten vaccinated and what the deal is, whether or not, like, if you're vaccinated, I know. I guess you can still test positive. So I guess some of these guys theoretically could be vaccinated, but they still test positive and still can't participate.
Well, you do know of this. I think they call it like a breakthrough. Basically, you can be immunized and still contract the COVID disease, but that is a small amount of people. But the reality is, we don't know. Now, it's up to the player to disclose whether he's been vaccinated or not. That hasn't been anything that the Padres have really dwelled in. I mean, we don't know who's been vaccinated unless they've allowed that to be known. And of the guys, and that's pretty much the entire team hasn't really said anything. And I think it's different for every team as you go along. But certainly the rules in terms of if you're on the IL and you are on it on the COVID IL, the rules are a little bit different for vaccinated players than they are for not. I believe if you're vaccinated, you just have to produce 2 negative tests within the time frame and you can come back. However, if you're not, I think you are at a minimum 10 days there. So we don't know. That hasn't been disclosed to us. So it's hard to tell who's been vaccinated, who hasn't.
And then the other question is, you know, we always get to the point where, well, it's still early in the season. It's still early in the season. It's still early in the season. When you were a player and looking at it now, at what point do we start to say, this is who these teams are? It's not early in the season anymore. Is it 4th of July? Is it June? Is it late July? At what point do we stop saying it's early in the season and start to say, this is who these teams are?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I've always looked at it from the standpoint of it's probably somewhere late June, you know, right before 4th of July, probably after mid-June. You start to know who teams are. You start to get a feel for who's real, who's not, who's going to be in position maybe to make a trade at the deadline, who probably is looking like they're going to be sellers. You start to see all that right at the end of June. And so, you know, baseball is just the way that the season plays out. You kind of have to give it time because, you know, early in the season, for instance, the Padres, they've dealt with a bunch of different injuries. Now they're dealing with the whole COVID IL situation. So teams take a little bit to get in the rhythm, and that's just kind of how the game has always kind of unfolded. But I've always looked at it end of June, you start to know who the players are.
Tony, why have we seen so many no-hitters, and how many more are we going to see this season? I mean, I get it. Strikeouts are at an all-time high, batting average an all-time low, but why have we seen so many no-hitters already this season? How many more should we expect?
I won't be surprised if we see at least a couple more. I mean, the way the velocity that you're seeing now combined with overall hitting approach in Major League Baseball sets up for it to be just like this. I mean, we're looking at an era that we really haven't seen since what, like the 60s. So I just think I think it's starting to change. People are starting to understand that if guys are blowing 98 mile per hour fastballs at the top of the zone, swinging up might not be the best idea. And I think that's starting to kind of spread among major. It's going to take a while. I mean, it's going to take a while for that to be the norm again, but you are starting to see some guys do it just as a whole in the league. You still have a bunch of, I think, pitchers that have figured out hitters are trying to, you know, create launch angle. And they know that with their velocity, they could just continue to beat guys up top. And there's really nothing the hitters can do until I think they change their approach. Now, that being said, I think Major League Baseball is finally come to the conclusion that they can't just leave the game as it is. They have to try to do something to make it more watchable. Nobody wants to see guys punching out and walking and the occasional home run. And right now, even those are down. So you got to do something about it at this point.
Tony, I'm glad that you brought that up. And we're talking right now, BetQL Daily. It's Ross Tucker, Ryan Horvath in for Joe Ostrowski. Tony Gwynn Jr., a Padres radio broadcaster, also a host over on 93.7 The Fan in San Diego. Great podcast you just did with Cody Decker. You got to check it out, the Big Time Baseball podcast on the Odyssey app. I wanted to talk about that because, you know, yeah, nobody wants to watch these 1-0 games. I mean, I love no hitters. I really do. And I live here in Milwaukee, and the Brewers, I don't even remember the last no hitter that was thrown for the Brewers. Carlos Zambrano threw one in Milwaukee, not even playing for the Brewers. Nobody was in attendance. But I feel like the Major League Baseball product, I'm watching more baseball than I have in the last decade. And I, you know, for example, that Padres-Dodgers, both of those series were great. Do you think, Tony, that the game, how does Major League Baseball, how could they take advantage of all this young talent? I mean, look at all these guys around the league. I think the game's more exciting than ever as far as the players. How do they market the players better? How do they make this product, I guess, more exciting for like my 8-year-old son who prefers to watch the NBA right now?
Yeah. Listen, I think, I believe that the biggest issue when you look at it from a 10,000 foot view is that the two sides don't get along, right? The reason the NBA works so well in terms of marketing is because there's buy-in on both sides. They are in it as partners. It's just not that way right now for Major League Baseball and the Players Union. And really the best way to take advantage of it is to be on the same page so that you can market these guys the right way and have buy-in. Right now, it just doesn't seem like they're on the same page. Ultimately, Major League Baseball is set up right now to be in a really good situation. You got a bunch of young, talented cats that are, you know, below 25. Mm-hmm. And you can have a chance to really move this game in the right, but it's going to take buy-in on both sides. And I'm not even talking about the collective bargaining agreement, just in terms of moving the game forward. That's a piece of it. Don't get me wrong. It's a huge piece of it, but they have to be on the same page. And that's really the only way you can market your game in a way that it attracts the younger audience, and not just the younger audience, just brings people in general to want to watch the game.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I mean, I get it. Everybody wants to see the long ball and everybody wants to watch home runs and high scoring games. I get it. One team I thought we were going to see that from this year was the Yankees, and I played a World Series future, and it, you know, they've struggled. They're kind of figuring some things out, but I'm out on the Yankees. Tony, if you're buying into one team from the American League, if I want to make a bet today on one team to represent the American League in the World Series, who are you buying into right now? I know it's early.
That's a good question. I mean, right now, I still think the Yankees could still be a team that is good enough to win a World Series. They got to kind of get going in the right direction. And honestly, they've started to pick it up a little bit. And for me, it's always been about health. If they're healthy offensively, it can make up for maybe some of the deficiencies elsewhere that they have. That's how explosive that offense can be when it's hitting on all cylinders. Now, there are a bunch of question marks for that team still, as I say that. I mean, what are you going to get out of Talion? Is he going to be able to kind of find his try to hit that ceiling that people thought that he could beat? And for me, I think that's what it really boils down to, is those two things, is health and can they pitch enough? And if they have the first part, I think it makes the second part a lot easier. But I would still say the Yankees are a team that can still do it.
What about, Tony, in the NL East? Now it's the Mets and the Phillies that are at the top of the division. I'm a Phillies guy. Is that how you think it'll unfold, or do you still think the Braves will be there, and do you think there's anything there with Miami or Washington?
I picked the Braves, I believe, at the beginning of the season. But I've always felt like this division is a complete toss-up. We've always known Phillies had the talent. It was just that they needed to shore up that bullpen. Mm-hmm. Seems like they've done that a little bit. They've addressed that. I'm surprised that where Atlanta's at. I did not see them getting off to this slow of a start. And they got a run differential of a -17. I thought that this team would be one of the highest scored teams in baseball. But they've just been off to a slow start offensively. And the Mets are always a wild card, right? They've had a bunch of talent for a while. I mean, you have Francisco Lindor that adds to that talent pool. But it just seems like they couldn't get out of their own way. But they seem like to start the season, they're starting to get their groove, and they're doing really with Lindor not really swinging the bat all that well. So, and a couple other guys not swinging the bat well on that lineup. So I've always felt like it's a toss up. This one is going to be the division that I think comes down to the wire out of all of the other divisions.
Do you think there's any issues, Tony, with Oakland and the uncertainty now? Do you think that could affect the players?
No. They've been playing in that yard for a long time, and they've been due for a new stadium, and they just haven't been able to get it done. I'm sure the dudes in Oakland are so used to this whole situation. I know it gets ramped up now that Major League Baseball's gotten involved and are okaying the relocation, but these guys will just keep playing. That's kind of the cloud that hangs over the Oakland organization, and I think you probably get used to it as a player, and it just kind of becomes white noise.
Tony, thanks so much for giving us a couple minutes today. Check out the Big Time Baseball podcast out right now with Cody Decker. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
Tony Gwynn Jr., you can find him on Twitter, Tony Gwynn Jr., Padres radio broadcaster, host over at 93.7 The Fan in San Diego, breaking down some Major League Baseball with us. Yeah, the Padres, man, that COVID situation, no good. The Giants have been quite the surprise. And then the Dodgers, they're going to figure it out. But it's crazy that the Dodgers have lost as many games this year that they lost last year in that pandemic-shortened season. Check out the Big Time Baseball podcast. It's out right now, as you just heard, Tony Gwynn Jr. with Cody Decker. Good stuff. And they team up to deliver a Major League Baseball State of the Union. And, you know, the dead ball era, I want more runs, but I think the product's been really good so far this season. We'll continue to talk about it, break it all down. You're locked into the BetQL Audio Network.